on, dude.
Hi. Clap, clap louder, Jimmy. Hi, guys. I'm Tommy Pope, and this is A Fair One with Tommy Pope and Shane Gillis. Look at this boy. And we also have a couple guests. We have the great John McKeever, our love interest. Look at that boy. And then Jimmy. Jimmy boy. That's four boys. And we're gonna have a good show today.
Oh, yeah. Shane. Yeah, I'm ready for it, man.
Yeah, we're going to have a great show. We have a great guest, which we'll bring out a little bit. But first, as usual, we're knocking around a little bit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a couple days. I was...
Seven days. I haven't seen you in seven days. Yeah.
Oh, did I leave?
Full week.
After this show.
You left Thursday, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was good to be back in the city. I bumped into people for the last 5 hours.
What do you mean? Like friends?
Just walking around. No, I mean, fucking, there's so many shitty people here.
Oh, in New York.
I just walk into fucking different types of creatures.
Yeah, Jesus. But yeah.
No, that's exactly. There's different. There's people I've literally never seen in my entire life, and then I just walk into them. And everyone looks at
physically.
Their phone. Dude, it's worse looking at your phone and walking in New York than looking at your phone and driving.
Do you ever find yourself, because I'll take like a day out of every couple of weeks where I refuse to move for anyone.
I was in that the entire time, dude.
So our neighborhood in Astoria, like older immigrant women refuse to move for anything.
Build a fucking wall. Tom's trying to build a wall because these goddamn immigrant women.
Well, honestly, their lane is their lane forever. They walk out the door, take a left, and they don't move for anybody. Yeah. So I get fed up by the time I get to the city, barreling.
Like self-driving
shoulders.
Cars.
Yeah, I give a fucking...
Who are you talking about?
A nice, heavy...
Talking about how he...
Strangers.
How he,
are you talking about immigrant women?
Yeah, how he's talking about how he checks immigrant women every time he walks around.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. I see what you're doing, John.
No, I'm not trying to fucking corner you.
Yeah, no, I'm saying is...
I don't think Asians have the same spatial awareness Americans do.
Exactly.
I found out the hard way today on the Megabus.
How'd they go?
The Megabus up here from Philly, and... Thought I was getting away with it. I put my bag on the seat to my left. I was like, I'm definitely getting away with nobody sitting with me. And it was down to me and a black guy with a do-rag doing the same thing. He had his bag. There was only two seats left. And this docile Asian immigrant, this beautiful, you could tell she was an immigrant because she dressed like an Amish lady. You know what I mean? That's Asian immigrant ladies where there's like long dresses, like they're fucking sister wives. And she was like, can you move your bag? I was like, fuck. She sat on me.
You
think I got a friendly face?
I agree.
Jimmy, what the fuck did we say earlier?
I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, well, it was either that or me or a black guy with a do-rag, and a black guy with a do-rag is about as scary as it gets.
I think I'm
because
scared.
Those are out of style, which means he went to jail when those were in style.
Right,
came back out.
Now he's out, dude. He's like Encino Man. Yeah. Unfrozen. It was like,
unfrozen.
Throwback jerseys are still cool. Producer's running in, dude.
Yeah,
dude. It fucks us up every time.
He knows what he's doing.
Dude, it's not your fault. It's us. We're not pros,
blocking
dude.
Me.
Fuck yeah.
So you get worked up from coming off the bus. And that's...
Yeah, I get off the bus and I had to get somewhere. Well, I didn't have to get anywhere. I was just walking around. And if people just stop right in front of you and look at their phone. And everybody here is either a fucking creature or the hottest lady I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
So I just walked around staring at people for a while.
But isn't it funny when you get off the mega bus, you have all that expanse because it's by the Jacob Javits Center. Wow, what a beautiful city. You just got to walk two blocks and now it's fucking...
Now it's what?
Now it's like bumping into... It's like roller derby with the skates. You want to fucking bump everyone.
Yeah, if you keep your head down, just keep walking, they move away from you.
Yeah, but that's how you get into head-on collisions.
No.
And now I'm getting hate crime.
This size.
Because I fucking lowered my shoulder on some lady in a fucking burka. You like that one, Jim?
I do like
Jimbo,
that.
Let's get it. Who needs a laugh track when you just have a crazy motherfucker? Yeah, so that was it. The Megabus I've been taking, and I've been taking Amtrak, which has been nice. But then the funds got a little low.
Yeah,
so I've been relegated to the Megabus. And on Thursday when I took it home, I was like, this is great. Like, it was empty. The bus was empty. I was like, I should fucking take Megabus every single time. This is great. And then a black dude in the aisle next to me just started throwing up into a plastic bag. Like, 5 minutes
durag
into
guy?
The trip. Yeah, yeah, no, not the durag guy. I don't know if you, listener, I don't know if you ever fucking, viewer, I don't know if you ever fucking
Dad. Just
Mega called Bus. Dad. Yeah, Dad. But it's not a lot of honkies on there. If they are honkies, it's just a bunch of Jimbos.
It's just white comedians.
Yeah, just losers like me floating
around.
The
old big city.
Yeah.
And it's tough for me to criticize them because I'm definitely a problem in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're like, look at this giant fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I'm taking up like three seats. You ever see that picture of Andre the Giant trying to fly?
No.
That's how I am on a Megabus.
Spring it up.
Just do not fit. They used to have to put up a fucking sheet for him to take dumps on planes.
I heard this. Shit
in a bucket like a horse.
It's fucking amazing.
What? Yeah.
Andre the Giant was too big for
couldn't get in the fucking restroom.
Bathrooms on airplanes. So like when he would do wrestling matches in like Japan and shit, and they would just have to put up like a tarp and let him shit in the front of the fucking plane.
Unadulterated human shit.
Dude, imagine Andre the Giant's dump.
Oh my God.
From the front of that plane.
Damn, just a knife and fork to it.
Holy shit.
Hitting it down the drain. What kind of bag was this dude puking in? Was it like a plastic?
Just literally like a 7-Eleven plastic bag.
Oh, my God, dude.
And I had my headphones in, so at first I didn't hear it. Look at that. That's me on the Megabus.
Oh, wow.
Dude, holy shit.
That's me just sitting there just like, there's too many black people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that actually is footage of me on the fucking Megabus earlier.
Shit.
Look at all those Asians around.
Is that how big he was?
Yeah, dude. 7'4", wasn't he?
A massive motherfucker.
You know, there's a trick to taking to get the best seat for big guys like you. When they measure the seats, they measure them equally, but the second to last seat is usually wider because they've measured it up to a certain
point. Wait, hold on. Zoom in. Do that fucking Paul Thomas Anderson thing you're doing with the camera. They're making it real dramatic. No, go ahead.
Fucking serious in here.
Yeah.
You just keep going, Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy, give me the...
Says the prostitute.
Give me the Megabus tips.
Just go to the
second to
last seat
because
there's always
more
room there. Because they measure them up from the front and they go in, and then at the end they won't force the seat. So the second to last seat usually has more leg room than the other seats.
So they take whatever room's left and they just give it to the last seat?
Yeah, well, the last seat, that's right, yeah. But the second to last seat, because the other one's against the wall, the seat is against the wall, and that's usually, you know.
Damn, that's like white trash coupon.
That dude, right that is fucking...
fucking measured out of bolt bus.
Coupon.
I'm going to fucking remember that every single time I take one now. Second to last seat?
Second to last seat, yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Because they measure it...
Talking to the mic, right?
Yeah.
That's should him. Now the end is near.
Oh, my.
All right, Jimbo. Jim, chug that wine, dude.
So when you saw this dude
throwing
up...
If I chug that wine, forget, I'll be making out with John.
So you're already...
Do it, dude. Where's the fucking nunner?
He's not coming this week.
No nunner this week.
No nun this week. I should have said that. People are starting to fall in love with that.
I just remembered nun.
Tattooed beanbag. Yeah, he'll be back next week.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Megabus was a fucking nightmare, and now I'm here.
The other nightmare.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Can I tell you, last time I took Megabus, I showed up, like, basically thinking I was late, right? And then the driver of the bus didn't show up for 2 hours. We were all sitting on the bus, hot-ass bus, for 2 hours.
Was he a white guy?
Driver. Nah, he was...
Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
Ethnic.
Woo! Compound Media, dude. We in the house, baby. White people. White people. White people. White people. White people are the best.
Anyway, Shane's back in the city. He's going to get, you'll fit back in. So.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, 24 hours. Be back to normal shit.
Our guest is out there looking at the screen like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Fuck.
I got a career. All right. he's leaving.
No, our guest is great. You want to bring him out?
Bring him out, dude. Introduce him.
Our next guest, he's got a half hour on Comedy Central. He's a very, very funny dude. Casey James Salengo.
Hey!
Casey!
Hell yeah.
Cat is
stone cold, dude.
Grab me, brother.
Seven parts calm and three parts fucking wild boy.
Woo! I've walked into a white people gym. You read my rider.
This
you got the shirt on. That's the fucking.
It's like a Nazi
symbol. It really is at this point.
I saw a guy in a DX shirt that said "suck." It's like a dad that just says "suck it" on the back. I'm like, that's fucking cool, man. Don't give up on your roots.
So sick, dude.
You're a fucking Pats fan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about it?
No, I just...
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about football season.
Yeah,
I remember seeing you at Turkey's Nest, and you're a big fucking Pats fan.
It's fun there. I'm the only Pats fan there. Everyone hates my guts. And I remember watching, like, when the when the Eagles won to get in the Super Bowl, everyone's cheering, going wild.
Wait, what?
Yeah, when the Eagles won their game to get into the Super Bowl, everyone was very excited. And then I was excited. I was like, this is great. Good for you guys. And
yeah,
the Pats won. This Vietnam veteran at the bar goes, suck my dick.
It's because it was the seventh one in 8 years.
Listen, I get it. I'm not – here's the thing. I get it. I still want them to win every time. But, you know, I was as soon as the Eagles won, I gave my friend Pat a hug, and I said,
this is the chant you do when you watch the Patriots. White people, white people, white people. I like the Patriots for that reason, dude.
Yeah,
they're tons of white wideouts, lots of white guys.
That's what they're
white running backs.
White
you
white
don't
outs.
See that.
Oh, Wes Welker is my favorite player.
They're going to get a white cornerback eventually.
That's great. That's going to be.
Is he coming back?
No, I think he's...
He's dead?
He's dead. When he did that Molly and he went to the Kentucky Derby or whatever, that was so fucking cool.
That's not real.
He's handing out Molly. Yeah, he did Molly, he went to the Kentucky Derby, won. He just handed out... He was wearing like a big orange suit. The guy's out of his mind.
Took a couple hits going across the middle, dude. Yeah, so you know you're handing out money at a fucking horse track, dude.
He's cool as hell. He's
That's fucking great. But, I'm actually legitimately excited about football season. I think we should.
Like
I'm forcefully talking about it right now, and that's how excited I am. Yeah, I feel like we should.
You gonna come to the Nest, hang with us?
Yeah, every Sunday. He's never been.
Yeah, no.
I'm about it.
Can't wait to watch football with stand-up comedians.
Actually, that's not true.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch football with a bunch of pussies.
It's the small 1% of comedians
that aren't pussies.
Oh, nice. I
straddle on. There he is. Yeah. Oh, my God. He's fucked up. Well, I imagine him wearing, like, the Dumb and Dumber suit, but he actually looks
like he's holding, like, 30 singles.
Holy shit. Dude, that's three stacks.
Is that Wes Welker?
Yeah.
Wes Welker.
Isn't it funny that him and Edelman looked so similar?
The same.
Yeah, they just
like
the
all those like slot receivers that he picks up are all they're
like
clones.
5'9" Tom Cruises.
Yeah.
Wes Welker when that when the foot fetish video came out with Rex Ryan where he was videotaping his wife's feet and they're
what?
Like don't yeah so he filmed them. There was a video came out Rex Ryan filming his wife's feet being like oh yeah he was like just making these fucking creepy noises and
what?
Like don't bring it up in the press conference, nobody say anything about it. And so Wes Welker went out and he goes, you know, we're just going to go out there and put our best foot forward. We're going to be good foot soldiers. And he said foot like 19 times, and Belichick took him out for a game. He's like, I see what you're doing.
Which one of those receivers was the guy that got, like, he got thrown up on, like, Twitter or...
It was Edelman.
Edelman. Sleeping with that stranger,
well, he's in
right?
Miami right now, right?
Who got
cut? And he talked shit about Belichick.
I don't know.
White dudes.
But I get them all mixed up. No, I have no fucking idea. They're all just dynamite performers that have no fucking, they have no couth. They do whatever the fuck they want. This dude got caught sleeping with just a random chick. Yeah.
You see the one with Jaromir Jagr?
What's that? What'd you say?
Jaromir Jagr. Some chick was trying to like blackmail him with a picture like
Shane
that.
Shane is done with football. Shane's you know what?
I love it. I love the game. Rugby. It's the best game in the world. But Jaromir Jagr had the same thing. Some chick tried to take a picture while she was in his bed. Mm-hmm. And she like tried to blackmail him, like, I'm going to put this out if you don't, you know, give me some money. And he was like, put it out, dude. That's fucking sick. He's like, you're like 19. I'm old as fuck. He's like, I'll release it. Send me it. You're hot as fuck. Jaromir Jagr is a god, dude.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, football is going
to
be great. I'm excited
about
it.
Crazy to think a lady would do that.
Nah, women?
Uh-oh.
Get it going, John.
Uncle John in the building.
It's crazy to think that, you guys.
I
don't think that's real. It's fake news. Y'all made that up. Girls don't do that.
Guys
do it. And here's another thing, Strite Watman. I'm kidding.
We're doing an
cut the camera
now?
Away from me.
We're doing an net again. We've used the net this about 10 times.
That's where we're at.
How do you guys feel about the special?
Loved it. Loved it.
The
opening story was Nanette sexually harassed a woman at a bus stop and then got beat up.
Yeah.
That was her first.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, she painted it. It was like, oh, I was falling in love with a woman at the bus stop and her boyfriend beat me.
She got beat up.
Yeah, you got beat up for hitting on a chick. Welcome to Earth. I think it was Will Smith. Will Smith punched her in the face.
Oh, boy.
Like, welcome to Earth, you fucking Australian alien.
Woo! I thought it was interesting. Well, I didn't think it was that funny, but it was, you know, good. It was a good thing.
Didn't it start as a storytelling show?
It was like a storytelling thing, but it was weird. Well, afterwards, everyone being like, this is the end of comedy. I was like, it's just another thing. Why can't it be another... I watched that, and then I watched Jim Jeffries' specials back to back, and I was like, "This, you know, Jim Jeffries is far funnier." But I was like, "These are just different people doing different stuff. Let's all just do whatever we're doing."
Yeah, that's why I talk about football, man.
Yeah, football, man.
Yeah, fuck.
Sorry,
it.
I don't know.
Smacking heads.
Yeah, I'm excited for football, man. It's really just a reason to get hammered on a Sunday.
It is. What have you ever been in? Do you go to Pats games?
I went to one. We took my dad, and it was a blizzard, and it took us fucking 5 hours to get there. We were way up in the fucking nosebleeds. I'm like afraid of heights, and we were like looking over. There's like, I was, could see straight down the parking lot where I was sitting. My dad just wanted to be in his chair and home getting high. He wasn't having fun. Nobody was
high.
Yeah, my dad gets high all the time. That's all he does.
That's sick.
So he spent all his money on these fucking tickets when he just wanted to be high at home. Half asleep in his chair. So, but.
So you, did you see fights and shit?
No, I didn't see fights. But I went to my girlfriend's family. They're Redskins fans. They've got season tickets right up front. I went last year. That was a little rowdier. People were yelling at each other, puking, just passed out. Everyone's fucked up. That was more fun.
That's what happens when your team sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
You go to a Patriots game, everyone's like, even if we lose, who gives a fuck?
So true.
You go to an Eagles game, the desperation is very real.
You seen a fight in the Eagles?
What?
In the Eagles?
In the Eagles?
I felt a scratch.
Yeah. I got in a fight at a fucking game at the Link.
Yeah?
Except it was Notre Dame versus Temple. Mm. Notre Dame was playing Temple. I'm a big Notre Dame fan. And, I don't know if you
watch
can
the
tell
first
by
three episodes.
Looking at my face. We were in the parking lot tailgating, and I threw this bottle of water that was in my friend's hand. I knocked it out of his hand, and the bottle rolled and just hit this kid's foot far away. Yeah. And he was like, "Hey, fuck you." I was like, "Suck my dick, you fucking pussy." Like, just joking around.
Yeah.
Then, just joking around.
Yeah, it was a fun joke around thing. But then I scalped tickets from that guy's dad. I didn't even know it was that guy, you know. I was just scalping tickets in the park. I bought tickets from his family. So then when we go inside to sit down, I had to walk through his entire family and him. He was like, "That's the fucking guy who called me an asshole." I was like, "Nah, dude, it wasn't me." And my girlfriend was like, "He didn't say that. He didn't call him a fucking pussy." Yeah, my girlfriend got involved, and then we sat down. I was like, "I definitely called that guy a fucking pussy in the parking lot." Yeah, and then his family tried to fight me.
Really? Goddamn.
Yeah, it was the real deal.
It's fucking scary. I was afraid. My girlfriend told me she went younger with this. She used to date like white rappers and like skateboarders and
what?
Just like people.
Wait,
like that.
That's too special.
Well, you look like a white rapper, a white skateboarder.
But I don't. I appreciate that very much.
That laid back demeanor.
Yeah. Thank you very much. You got it great. But she, like, her boyfriend, when she was younger, they went to a game and some guy. He got in a fight with some guy because he didn't like the way he was looking at him. I'm like, oh, God. So when I was going to the game, I'm like, I guess I got to fight someone. I can't be better than her fucking 12th grade boyfriend. So I was like prepping, but nobody got in her face, luckily, because I did not want to fight someone at a Redskins game. You don't know what people are capable of.
No,
you know?
Of course not.
Not in Washington.
Not in Washington. You know what the fuck's going on.
Our dog shit town, though.
You ever get in a fight at the vet?
At the vet? I was in a big high school brawl.
Nice.
Yeah?
It made the National Inquirer.
Oh, wow.
Did you have to? Inquire. Was that the one where they fell out of the bleachers?
Yeah.
Yo, fucking look that video up, because that very sick.
Also, there's it's the cover of the Philadelphia Inquirer. There's
now they have a docket downstairs.
Jimmy,
the
shut the fuck up.
What should I search for that?
So look up...
vet Eagles.
The vet.
Actually,
fight.
You know what it was?
You probably put in the school's names.
It wasn't the Eagles. Yeah, put Monsignor Bonner, St. Joe's Prep, fight at the vet.
St. Joe's Prep in that first.
Yeah,
one
it wasn't the Eagles game. It was a.
Monsignor Bonner was the first one.
I think it was a Phillies.
It was
a Phillies game. Yeah, I think it was a Phillies game.
But they actually fell over the fucking side
of
the bleachers.
Dude. Yes. Like they were rolling down the middle of the concrete. And I'll never forget that this.
Wait, you were part of that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was one dude, Scott Dreger. The Dregers were. Shout out to the Dregers. I'm dead now.
No.
That came right out. I should have thought about it for a second.
No. Didn't they have a
maniac
mini courtroom
family.
Downstairs at Vet Stadium and stuff? Did you have to get processed downstairs?
They did. Yeah. I did not. No, right. It was huge. I mean, there was like 30 or 40 people on each side in this fight.
We're going to install a courtroom here. And fucking lynch. We're going to lynch you.
Oh, shit.
You're going to get the death penalty, dude.
What did I do?
You know what you did, Jimmy.
So anyway, there's a fight breaks out. And at this time, there was these two rival high schools. We weren't even rival. One was a private school. It was Catholic, but they were a different level.
Yeah.
And all the kids that went to my school were white trash, in a way. Mm. And there was a few kids that just started a fight because we were rivals in sports like baseball, basketball, football. We hated St. Joe's Prep because they were like a notch above. They were like higher class, whereas we were lower middle.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it started. Nobody really knew. And it was complete mayhem for like 10 or 12 rows.
Jesus Christ.
These dudes whack it, like, and the cameras went up and dudes are fucking smoking dudes all levels, and you see people tumbling down the concrete, falling over, as John said, falling over the steps, just getting fucking wrecked.
Yeah,
you can't get in fights on stairs. That's wild.
I remember, like,
I see that all the time.
10 years later, I was in somebody's house, like a high school friend's house, and the father of one of the degenerates still had the cutout of the newspaper article.
Oh, nice.
As if he was proud.
He was proud
of his son being a garbage person.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It was fucking great.
Yeah. Fuck. I watch sports fights all the time. Like, you see when people get in fights on stairs and they just be like, they'll fly down. Everyone's like, oh, God, I didn't know this was fun.
It's crazy that the people in the row in front of someone, like, if you're at the you're at the lower row,
dude, that's
don't fight.
Do not fight.
You're going to get Sparta'd down the steps.
That is a war. Yeah, that's like a rule number one in war. Just find the higher ground.
I watched that that Pacers video at least once a year.
Bingo. I was watching it live.
It's the, you were there live?
No, I wasn't there.
I was watching it live.
I was watching Detroit versus Indiana at like late night.
Yeah.
And I was with my friends and we were watching it and it was just like, holy fuck. And it just kept going. It was the fucking shit.
Imagine you're at a basketball game and all of a sudden the players are just beating the shit out of you. I'm like,
how about
that?
Remember that chubby dude that like came on the court?
Yeah.
And then Jermaine O'Neal
hit him with like a slide. I'm going to say 96.
Getting punched in the face, I'd be like, this is
96 or 95?
Wasn't there a priest to break up the fight or something like that?
It's wild shit.
Oh, I got a... My brothers and I had a big fight at a Garth Brooks concert.
Oh, yeah.
So Citizens Bank Park used to be called the FU Center, First Union Center. And same thing happened. My brother's white trash friend was like dancing with a cut off flannel.
Oh yeah.
And he was holding this girl, and he had a beer, and he kept spilling on this one dude ahead of him. And I see what you're doing now. Look,
I don't
guys,
know what
I
I'm feeling.
You.
I feel like I'm stepping in
this is a very soft cloud I'm falling on
right now.
I see what happened.
Everything's
I fucked
all right.
up. I should have done it.
No, relax.
You look great, Tommy. Yeah,
thanks, man.
Everything's all right.
Tommy is working.
Jimmy, come back in.
Tommy is working. Talk.
You should have talked in the middle of that whole
thing. I was trying to help you, but you all jumped over me. Is working out very intimate to you that you have to
Holy
share this?
Holy shit. That's what you fucking break into?
I'm asking you a question.
Yes, it's very intimate, Jimmy.
Well, you're very hurt by that reaction to it. You apparently wanted more of a positive reaction, and you're not getting it.
No,
you're looking down. You're I feel like I'm going to do a Shakespeare monologue.
Because it's embarrassing to suck
Juliet's cock. I gave him a positive reaction.
No, it is a positive reaction. I know, because...
I'm asking a question. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Tom. Who fucked who? In this scenario,
who is this?
He came storming into this fucking room last week, and now he's texting Tommy. He's a fucking fixture now. He's like, you guys are talking all over
me. Go ahead, Tom.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
I'm a grenade.
You know what? But I appreciate your explosion of wildness. You are
unpredictable cat. I'm not going to bust your balls. I just talked over you. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't.
Okay, I did.
Talked over everybody.
Hey, I got a workout question.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, well, now I'm never going to work out.
No, come on, show me.
No, so I was working out. I just started working out again for the first time in over a couple of years, and I was running, you know.
Come out here and show your body. Get over here.
Show your body to the
boys. Come out here.
Let Jim Ginty see your body.
Oh, nice.
Oh, he's coming up?
Jesus.
What do you do?
Christ. Look at that.
That's good right there.
Is that
an October baby?
Damn, Jimmy's about crushing.
Freaking out old heat.
If you're running, right, and you're exercising, you feel the burn. If you like rub the fat, does it like rub it away quicker?
Good question.
Does that do something?
Just say yes.
Yes.
I have that.
Is that a real theory that you thought?
It makes sense scientifically. Like you break up the particles and they break down faster or something like that.
I've heard of particles.
That's why I shouldn't have talked.
I'm sorry. I just started working out too. That's why I brought it up. I just started hitting the gym and I'm feeling good about myself.
You got to film yourself. You got to film yourself working out.
What do you do at the gym?
My friend's a personal trainer and he sends me like a little, I got this little thing I got to go through every day. The moves he gives me are very gay. There's this one where I have to lay on the ground. I'm like, I'm surrounded by all these like huge dudes just throwing weights around, and I'm on the ground with a barbell on my dick. And
oh,
I'm
you do the thruster.
The air. I'm like, I don't think this is working anything. I think this is a fucking prank by my friend. So I'm just seeing these dudes' balls as they walk over my
face. So you're just getting into lifting, and
I'm only that was doing one that. I only want the cuts there. That's all I want. Nothing else.
That's not what it does, though.
I don't know what it does. What's it do?
That's your butt.
Yeah,
okay,
butt.
Cool.
Yeah.
My butt has felt harder.
Checking in with your friend on that. If he's trying to strengthen your butt.
He's trying to strengthen my butt. He might be trying to fuck me. A guy trying to fuck you is the best way to get you to work out. Really, you know, a guy who wants to fuck you is going to give you the best workout plan.
Wouldn't he want to loosen
barbell
your butt?
Mountain?
Well, I don't,
You think he'd want a thick?
No, you want a thick butt.
The fat grows outside of the muscle.
Yeah.
So you want a big base and then a little jiggle.
Yeah, I guess it's the same thing as chicks.
It's the same thing as chicks.
Not in my book. None of us are. It ain't in my book. And you know what my book is? I'll give you a hint. It starts with a B. It's the Bible.
It's the Bible.
It's the Bible.
It's the Bible.
Ain't no fucking gay shit in my gym. You know what I'm
no
saying?
No gay shit.
That's rule number one. No gay shit.
You just got a big sign. No gay shit.
And everybody just does the elliptical for 3 minutes and then leaves and is like, I was the man in high school football. I don't need this shit.
Oh, God.
So was that Planet Fitness or something?
I go to Blink.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
That's another thing. Every gym in New York is the gayest fucking name.
It's a gay name. And it's like trying to fucking work out in the subway. Like, I'm always touching people.
Packed.
I'm too long. So anything I do, I just have to, like, be in the corner.
That's what I was going to say about the gym you go to. I went, our water got shut off one day, and I went over there. I had a one day.
Oh, you just went right to take a shit?
I had a one day guest pass to take a shit. I go into this gym to take
a shit. You have to sign in. So if you're a member, you get one guest pass per, like, I think it's a year. I think it's
that was my 1 year. At the
so
gym.
I was like, Shane, come in, check it out. Maybe you could come by, maybe sign up. He fills out the form. There's like five pages.
It took
of forms.
A long time, dude. Yeah. He took my picture, like a mugshot.
He takes a picture. He gets his submit point, and then he has to do it over because it didn't log in.
Took so long. This is my morning dump.
You got the dump.
Just
this
a shit.
Morning dump.
God, went right there, to the bathroom. Shit.
It was like a fucking subway. It was disgusting.
It's horrible.
Exactly right. The bathroom was a fucking shithole.
You walked from
everywhere.
The front desk to the bathroom.
I walked through the gym. Saw a bunch of fucking hot dudes filming themselves do pull-ups.
I
went
doing.
Into the bathroom and took a dump and got the fuck out of there.
That's
I uncorked in there, too.
What kind of gym is this? What
it's
kind of gym you work
it's
out?
It's just a bunch of toilets.
I just want to know what kind of gym
New York
you work
Sports
at.
Club.
Oh, okay. Nice. That's
yeah, shout out. Free membership.
Yeah, they just turned off the water in my house, too, because there was a gas leak, which apparently is a bad thing. And I have to go. I had to been showering at the gym. I had to shit in this coffee shop. By my house, and it's like a real trendy coffee shop. Everyone's got like cool haircuts and stuff. And I go in there,
taking
a shit, and it's like it wouldn't. It wasn't flushing. It wasn't. So I'd like I take the top off the thing. I'm like figuring it out. And I'm like I'm in here way too long. I gotta go. I leave. There's a fucking line of people staring at me. I start running because I was like maybe I'll buy a coffee on my way out. So I'm like sprinting to the door. There's this lady with like five coffees going so slow. I'm like fucking. I open the door over her head to fucking get out and. Yeah,
individual stall. There was no multiple bathrooms.
One bathroom, no one. Yeah.
I mean, that's a ballsy move.
I think
you knew what you were doing.
I didn't know what I was
doing.
She
did.
Tommy.
Yeah, she did. You know,
Tommy's very against people shitting in public.
I think when there's one stall, that is a fucking no-no.
I do it,
yes,
man.
Yes,
you just told me that you had food poisoning.
I have diarrhea constantly. What am I supposed to do? If I get a shit, I got a shit. It's not like a
You
a
have
leisurely,
diarrhea constantly?
Constant.
It's almost constant. It's near constant.
That seems like a checkup.
What is your diet?
Well, it's not great, Jimmy.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. It's a lot of, I think I'm lactose intolerant, but you know what?
Yeah.
Buddy, you love milk.
I don't let my body tell me how to live. I'm going to live how I want to live. And I eat milk. I think I'm allergic to a lot of things, and I have diarrhea a lot, and it takes me a long time to get very comfortable shitting in public.
How often do you shit in public? Average.
Well, I walk dogs during the day, so I shit in people's houses.
I'm a dog walker, too.
Shit, you are Jimmy. I'm on the Jimmy
track. Oh, look at that, kindred spirits.
Yeah. So I shit in... You ever been to McSwiggins, that bar by New York Comedy Club?
Yeah, the one with the...
Yeah, I ate Fat Sal, and it really went. I don't know what that is.
Multiple mugs. What's that famous Irish joint?
Oh, that's McSorley's.
Oh, McSorley's. Yeah. So no.
But it's like there's like one stall and one urinal.
Dude, the girls come.
I hear you. I was glad you were. I was glad you were onto something.
I didn't know. You meant, like, that's oh, the you one with McSorley. I agreed immediately.
Like the one.
Was just me having a stroke. I was just the one that.
Fuck.
So I'm in there.
I do it 3 times a week minimum.
Public.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, I thought
you know why? Shit. Because here's the thing. Play it out. Let's say you come out of a public bathroom and someone's like, did you shit in here? What would you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the ending to that? They'd be like, oh, yeah, you're just a regular person.
Yeah. I flush as I go. So
I don't worry about it at all. I just shit, and then I'm like, hey, what's up?
A hero.
What's that?
You're a hero.
No, there's just no reason to worry about it. It's not even a real thing.
Well, don't you get, like, a little worked up, like knowing you have to shit, knowing there's people in line.
If people
waiting,
are in line, yeah. It's the worst shit in the world. No. It's the worst thing.
You would shit at Starbucks when there's 7 people.
Yes,
in
li- I would.
Oh. I shit quick because I graze. I eat little bits at a time. I don't worry about meals.
That's like I sit down and hit the button.
Might not change your diet, but eat little bits and bring it with you.
Here's the thing about diarrhea is it's efficient because I'm not sitting there for 20 minutes.
Very
it's
true.
Fucking out. Yeah. It's fucking out. And
no bottom pee.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So I shit piss out of my asshole. Yeah,
it's like a.
I'm up the street before anyone knows.
An airplane toilet flush. Yeah. Every time you dump, just.
I was at the Staten Island Ferry. I was waiting for the ferry, and you know, I was in the part where you wait, whatever it's called, and there's a guy shitting, and this was my worst nightmare because there's a guy outside. He's like, yo, I got shit, dude, get the fuck out. And he's like, all right, I'll be just a minute. And all of a sudden he's like, get out of there. He's like I got a fucking shit, get out. And finally the guy comes out of the stall and he's like, you could have given me a minute. He's like, what'd you say to me? And he's like, I'm just saying I was shitting. And he goes, all right, I'll kick your fucking ass. I'm like,
before
guy,
he shit?
I'm like, this guy said 1 minute ago he's going to shit his pants, and now he's going to get
arguing.
Fight.
Yeah.
Now he's going to get in a fist fight.
That's the easiest fight to win. You just punch him in the stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I would love to fight a guy who needs to shit.
Yeah. So, I talked to you outside for 5 minutes.
Throw your shit at him. Throw your shit at him.
Quick moment.
Take it from the gorillas. Just throw your shit at him. You need a bathroom? Let's throw shit at
God,
him.
Jimmy's like,
there you go.
Jimmy's on fire.
Wild boy. I don't want
fucking
that.
Life coach, Jimmy. Life couch.
Life couch.
Me, you.
Me, new. All shows. Me, new.
New business.
That's it.
Yeah, I lived a shit.
Worst shit I ever had. I was fucking on 3 tabs of acid.
Hell yeah.
Oh, good.
Right? And I went to this like EDM show. It wasn't EDM, but it was electronic, and the fucking bathroom was right next to the stage. Right? And I couldn't hold it in. That's why I went. And people were knocking on the door. I'm tripping my face off just like trying to get all this shit out.
No.
So the mushrooms? Blasting. Molly. Mushrooms or Molly?
Acid.
Acid. So that's what made you shit.
No, I shit because I just held it in because I didn't want to shit at the person's house I was at before that. Because it was like somebody who I didn't know. I was like, oh, that'd be rude. But now I'm fucking at this show just like.
Yeah, those mushrooms make you shit.
Yeah. So you probably defecated on 3 different realities. Fucking 3 alternate universes.
That's great.
You two should start a show. You and Jim.
Jimmy and the October, baby.
I love the fair one.
Well, guys, it's been great.
That's it?
No, it's not it.
All right. Tom's done that every episode so far. Around when we're
I don't know how to dismount from fucking silence. I'm not used to it.
That's it.
Tell us about wrestling.
Oh, wrestling is fucking great. I love wrestling. It's a lot of people stop watching it when they become adults. Not me, baby.
Is this true?
I love it, man. It's
Do you really watch? You
watch every week. I got some buddies that I hang out with, comics, and which is weird because I never had wrestling friends my whole life. I had like one friend that I would watch it with, but it was like my own thing. And then I got into comedy, and everyone's so fucking weird that there's so many wrestling fans.
Yeah.
We're all like weirdly disconnected
from wrestling
reality.
Fans in comedy.
You do it?
I don't, but I get it.
I don't get it at all.
It's a show thing.
Get it.
It's a fucking.
I think it's ridiculous.
It is.
Here's what I love about it: it's the wildest fucking business you've ever heard of. The behind the scenes story.
That's all I want to know.
Cool.
I want to see that I love.
It's way more interesting than what's happening.
I want to see documentaries on wrestling cats. I don't want to. I don't want to pretend to watch
that Andre the Giant one.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. It's amazing.
Did you watch the Ric Flair 30 for 30?
No.
Incredible.
Yeah, I bet.
Incredible, man.
I bet.
He drinks. He's telling the doctor how much he drinks, and the doctor is like, no, there's no way. And he's like, I have no doubt
that is the most interesting thing I'll ever see.
He said he slept with 10,000 women. He's just like telling all these stories. Yeah. He broke his back
That's
in
Will
a plane
Chamberlain's
crash.
Story.
Yeah, yeah.
So honestly, and I always have this question for every comic. Uh-huh. It's the diehard wrestling fan. Do you, when you watch WWE, whatever, like you're legitimately excited to see the actual wrestling, or is it because of nostalgia and you know what these fucking maniacs
do?
Here's
the thing, I like the wrestling. I think it's a show unlike anything else. You know what I'm saying? And here's why it matters is because the heritage. This is why there's a lot of independent wrestling. There's a lot of shit, and it's hard. It's so hard to like watch and actually care about it. But if you watch, like, you know, like Ric Flair, all these people gave their lives to this weird fucking business. So, like, let's say, like, Ric Flair wrestled for 30 fucking years. Shawn Michaels retired him, you know? So he absorbed his legacy. And then Undertaker retired Shawn Michaels. He absorbed their legacy. Roman Reigns, when he beat The Undertaker, retired him. You know, he came back. It's Roman Reigns is absorbing the legacy of all these men that gave their lives to this weird
They gave up their lives.
You don't realize the horrible. Most of these guys kill themselves or fucking die of a pillow.
Is it the equivalent of like a 1970s like NFL linebacker making like 30 grand, 20 grand a year?
Yeah, they made no fucking money. They travel 365 days
a year. So they didn't really
year.
Break out and make a lot of money unless they were an absolute superstar in the 80s or 90s.
Yeah,
right?
You'd make any fucking money. You can make $20 a night just like throwing your body out there. If you watch like old ECW, everyone's fucked up on like coke and shit.
That was Philly, right?
Yeah, that was Philly.
Yeah.
My friend has been to shows where there's been like riots. You got to look up the Heat Wave 99 is the best fucking. Dudley Boys go out there and they cut this promo where they're like just saying this. They're saying the wildest shit. They're yelling this mom and this daughter in the front row. And he's like, I bet you taught her how to suck dick. He's like, this lady over here taking nine inches of black cock up her ass every night.
Holy shit.
People like want to fight them in the crowd.
That sounds like roid rage or something.
It's a wild show. It's hard to explain why it's cool. It's not cool.
So entertaining. No, I get it.
It's also, you know, I didn't have a great childhood, so sometimes wrestling is the only thing I had, you know? I moved around a lot. I didn't have any friends, so I always have.
Did you have the, how old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay, so there wasn't, there was like.
Damn, so you were in.
It's rubber.
I'm 30. Yeah. That was, wrestling was in its fucking prime when we were young, dude. Yeah. DX, Stone Cold.
Undertaker was my guy.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's.
Come on, baby. That's phenomenal
stuff. When the lights go out and you hear that fucking bell,
God damn! I still send the shivers up.
Well, so all right, so this is great. So how do you feel about when you watch wrestling right now?
Wrestling I think it sucks.
Yeah, can you play along and like watch it?
Well, because when I was younger, it was like, again, it was like Undertaker, Mankind, Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, and it's a show.
It's the coolest shit.
It's
in the
kid.
World.
It's a show.
He almost killed the guy with that.
Yeah, it was fucking insane.
He can't walk now. He can barely walk. Mick Foley.
So you'll watch it every week. You watch like WWE Raw every week.
This morning I watched it. Yeah, I watched it this morning. Here's the thing. The wrestling, if you don't like the, but the wrestling is a million times better than back then.
Yeah.
Because it was just a bunch of fucking.
They're athletes. They're true athletes.
Back in the day, how you became a wrestler is you were a failed football player and some guy saw you in a gym and was like, oh, you want to come down? So it's just a bunch of fucking alcoholics just out there just throwing each other around. And now it's like guys who like.
CrossFit, dude.
In the
they CrossFit.
And they do wild shit.
They're larger than life. They're literally larger than life.
Yeah.
I'm getting into it a little more now, but when Rocky III came out and Hulk Hogan was in Rocky III, that shot wrestling up to the hole, it made it more mainstream. It became closer to mainstream anyway, but that's what brought everybody out, and it's the old school theatricals back in the day in the 1800s where the actors were big because there was no body mics on people.
Yeah.
So they're big. So it's the old school theater. I love it. You know, just watching it. You know, I was
over. You love
it. You used to watch it now?
A little bit now, here and there. I watched Ronda Rousey this week.
I fucking hate her.
I know, but I'm more.
I do. I hate her.
Like
Yo,
her
she
hated.
Sucks,
dude. I hate her. Let's talk about that.
Here's what's wrong with her.
I hate. Huh?
She fucking cornied her way out of a bunch of fights with that pretzel twist. Fucking arm thing, and then three fucking ethnic chicks came in and fucking rocked her jaw.
She got rocked. Then
I don't even mean about that. I just
think
the way she handles herself.
Oh, the first one was Holly Holm,
dude.
Holly Holm fucking
beat
her with
the fuck out of her.
Holly Holm fucked her up with that. Who was the last one? Amanda Nunez.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, is that worse? Worse than Holm? I didn't see that one.
Oh, Nunez fucking fast.
But Holm. Remember, didn't she break her orbital bone and like her face?
Oh, dude, Nunez fast forwarded that CTE real quick.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
She can barely, she cuts promos in wrestling, and it's like she's barely, she can barely speak. But in the ring, she brings it.
Yeah, she's an actress. She's a good actress for that. For that,
she's a bad actress, but she's a good actress.
No, I'm saying she's a good actress
she's
for
bad,
that.
She's a bad sport, though.
Sure. I'm not defending Ronda Rousey. I didn't know.
She was a bad sport.
I wasn't prepared for this.
She was a bad sport.
I was just hanging out with comics. I don't have a Ronda Rousey.
When she lost, she fucking stormed out of the ring. She wasn't genteel in her loss. She was a cunt.
She sucks.
No, that's, I shouldn't say that, but I did. But
we said a lot worse things in here.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, that's the best.
But she just, she wasn't a sportsman. And like, she talked a lot of shit before Holly Holm. Holly Holm knocked her out. And then afterwards, she just was not, I don't know.
She was going to kill herself, shit. Imagine being the best at the, in the world at anything, and all of a sudden you just fucking suck at it. You know.
Yeah, she, you're, I mean, the best at doing an arm bar.
That's why we're
that
here.
That was all she was good at.
Well, I mean,
she
I don't know.
She was great in Expendables 3.
That counts.
Here's the new.
What do you mean? What's that?
Here's the new news.
Dude, look at Nunes.
Finish her.
Tag her up.
Nunes.
Nunes with a big.
Oh boy!
Yeah, it's over.
That was it. That was not.
It's over.
Crossfit
is over. Bob
is in trouble.
Oof.
Fuck. Shit.
And now that lady's, isn't she running for something in Queens in the Bronx?
Nah, it's Cortez.
Oh. Oh, that was Nunes.
Oh, dude, she's not even there anymore. She's not even there anymore.
That's her right there.
Rip shot.
Taking on capitalism.
Here we go.
You gotta freeze, my dude.
All good.
Is it stuff? Is it supposed to be happening? Yeah, it's fucking wild.
I don't know why it's not happening. Hold on.
I want to know how many fights she won via armbar before that.
What do you have against armbars?
Because it's corny.
Why is it corny?
Here's, yeah, what, I, here's, what, I, here's
still,
what I think.
It's fight. Still a talent. It's still.
I guess, yeah. But so I think an armbar should be a point. It's like, all right, you lost a point. It's like a knockdown in boxing. It's like, all right, you're down, armbar, let's get back up, let's finish the fight.
So you don't. What about it's submissions?
Been, that's.
How the fuck is that a.
That is
my
a submission.
Arm is in a position where it might break. It's just fucking corny.
It will break if they don't stop it.
Yeah, but why is that? Why is that in any way? Like, so okay, that's
they have to tap out.
All right, that's great if you're a fucking bouncer at a fucking Irish pub. But if it's a fight, it's like, all right, yeah, you got me, It's a point. They win a point.
You said I'm done fighting.
But why
you
is that? Let the fight go
so
on.
So you want to do like Karate Kid, like in the middle, going point.
Yeah, you do
and
a
then
point.
They come back
it's like
up.
Armbar, great point. Chances are you're going to win that round. Mm. Just like a knockdown. A knockdown in boxing. Chances are you're
going to win. Yeah, but a knockdown in UFC is. The fight's still going.
Yeah, but I'm saying when a fight ends. Are you saying when you watch a fight end in an armbar, that's exciting?
It's not great. It souns like you have more problems
with
the rules
it's not,
UFC.
It's,
I do, yeah, yeah.
It's
I,
not the
I
most think, exciting way, but you.
It's just not exciting at all. If you think it's exciting, you're retarded. That's all.
Yeah.
But I mean, she was starting.
I'm sorry,
acting.
I'm not going to take that back.
No, before that fight, she was doing an acting career. She did
what the fuck does have to write?
No, because now she's not thinking as it's not an athlete anymore. It's more of a. She's got something to sell.
It's an act.
Yeah, she went Hollywood.
Yeah. It's now
she's selling her brand.
She's selling McGregor. A brand. It's, she's, yeah. Now she's a brand. She's not an athlete. Not saying
yeah,
she's not
Conor
working
McGregor
out.
Yeah, but Conor McGregor can back up what he did. Ronda Rousey never backed up what she did outside of arm bars.
She's a girl.
Yeah, but arm bars count.
I know that they count.
That made her like the baddest
she was so dominant.
Motherfucker on the planet at the time for ladies.
Arm bars. Arm bars made her so badass. That's so corny, dude.
All right.
That's wildly corny.
I don't even know this, but what I'm about to say, but isn't that jujitsu? Like, isn't that?
Yeah, it's jujitsu.
Fucking,
yeah.
Jiu-jitsu.
It's like,
yeah, so like if Royce Gracie
you got me.
Hammers some dude's arm out and wins a fight.
Yeah.
That's not
so exciting.
No, I'm not saying it's not about excitement. You're confusing two things.
I'm not confusing anything.
You're comparing two things.
I'm comparing two things.
Yeah. Excitement with wins.
Mm. Right. Right, yes. right.
So you don't think she's a dominant fighter because the way she won.
No, and I think that was proven by the fact that when it came to an actual like
yeah, she got exposed.
Game,
she got exposed.
She got fucking crushed.
Yeah, yeah.
She got a weak jaw. She has a terrible defense. She can do a simple fucking rollover with some other broad on the fucking mat, an arm bar her out, but that's not interesting.
Yeah, I think when she came up, like, there weren't as many good female fighters. Then as she became popular, like, people were training.
She got exposed,
Well, because more women were doing Muay Thai or boxing, and then when they found out MMA was a possibility, they moved towards MMA.
Yeah.
So when Ronda Rousey was like, I'm the fucking best, and then all of a sudden fucking Nunez's walked over from Muay Thai, and they were like, let's fucking see about that.
Yeah.
And they fucking ran her jaw. And well, I hate her. I think she's a fucking redneck. I think she's white trash. She's not humble.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I think she's a piece of shit.
Yes, dude.
You know, like when like UFC people always talk shit about wrestling, but fucking like Dana White idolizes Vince McMahon, and he like stole like all the fucking sportsmanship is all taken from wrestling. It's all taken from wrestling.
Yeah, for sure.
So they stole all that shit.
You see Brock Lesnar?
That's all. This is all.
Fuck him.
They're taking it all from wrestling.
Fuck both of them.
Brock Lesnar with Daniel Cormier was 100% WWE.
It was a work.
Daniel Cormier was a huge wrestling fan.
It was like giddy to be in there with Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And he was so excited to.
Because they don't have a superstar anymore. They don't have a Conor McGregor, so they have to throw this fucking roid head in.
Vince McMahon.
He's lost every drug test, right?
Yeah. He's lost.
He's this weird fucking gorilla nips hanging down.
Wait,
like
who? Lesnar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single drug test he's lost.
Has he really?
I don't know about every single one. I don't know about that.
He fails.
I don't either.
Remember when he,
I know
I'm very confident with things I don't know, too.
Remember when he fought Mark Hunt? We watched that.
Yes, yeah, I do.
He was roided up for that.
Yeah.
Really? And,
like, I think Mark Hunt tried to sue UFC after that.
Dude, he looks like a fucking he looks like a pile of grapes and a condom.
He's a terrifying.
He's fucking he's roided out all the time.
In a room with that man?
Yeah, like, he's a monster.
I would leave. I would leave wherever he was.
Also a pile of shit. Ronda Rousey is him in male form. He sucks.
He does.
I hate that piece of shit.
Yeah. I mean, he's getting a lot of money.
You guys ever seen football?
Yeah, football's great.
That's a sport.
I love
that's
I
a
love
real
yo,
sport.
Yo, can you bring up the video of Ronda Rousey getting knocked out by Holly Holm?
I felt like that was a bigger beating.
I mean, she was getting
a Holly Holm beating.
Well, I think that Holly Holm, she stayed on her feet though.
No, not Holly Holm. She was unconscious.
That was a kick. Didn't she spin kick her and break the fucking orbital bone?
What do you mean she stayed on her feet?
Well, I will defend Ronda on this one because you were shitting on her chin a little bit.
She got a bad chin.
She did stay on her feet when she was knocked out against Holly Holm.
Prove that.
I believe she stayed up.
Well, that's why
I think the ref stepped in.
Go to the videotape.
I mean, she was clearly, she was out. Ah, she did take that kick to the fucking net.
Yeah, she took a huge kick. Was it a back
She
back
surfed
spin?
USA.
Was it a back spin
like that? I don't remember.
Well,
she went night and eat.
I think my issue is like with a fighter, when they're not humble in defeat. You cannot be humble all the way leading up to it because it's good for sales, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wouldn't shake her hand at the weigh-in. I remember with Holly Holm, she, like, wouldn't – Holly Holm was nice at the weigh-in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Ronda
mm-hmm.
Rousey was kind of a fucking twat. But in defeat, you have to be
humble. Here we go.
I was lounging in and was continually met with Holly's straight left hand to the mouth over and over again.
Of course.
Ronda looked really gassed after the first round, probably due to taking so much punishment. Holly really –
Fuck that guy. We don't want to listen to that guy.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy sucks.
Yeah.
It's a chin, though.
Yeah, so that elbow probably broke her fucking her eye bone.
It's trouble. Ooh. Embarrassed.
Oof. But again, Holly Holm came from Muay Thai.
Who?
Ooh, boy. Ooh, boy. Oh, boy.
You gotta watch that left. That clearly that left that's dominated.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
It is.
Here's the kick.
He's spoink!
There it is.
Oh, never mind. Never mind.
Good night.
I take the reverie.
Ooh, just fucking.
Yeah, I told you she was still standing.
Hammer punch.
No, this isn't real. That's not what she looks like.
That was her.
That's her.
She's
out.
I'm a sexy
she knew
woman.
Her fucking fighting career was over, so she's like, let's show some tit.
Let's show a little titty.
I mean, that goes back to my point. She's a brand. She's not when you become
you're right.
Like a brand.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
She's the Danica Patrick of fighting.
Yeah. Right.
There's the hug.
Great.
Yeah, we were totally wrong.
Yeah.
She clearly laid down and then hugged.
And this is Misha Tate. Misha Tate beat her ass too, right?
I don't remember.
Ooh, right. Look at that, dude. Give you a little what for, dude. Come here, dude. Look at that arm bar.
A little hanging ding.
Get the fuck off me. Yes, dude.
Wait. Did Misha Tate fight her?
I don't know.
How do you feel about Anson Silva?
What about him?
Spider?
Him, like, he seems like to be not a very humble man as well.
I'm not a fan of anybody who's not humble.
Mm.
Anybody
Muhammad Ali. Let's go back to my day. What do you think?
I don't think
it?
Muhammad Ali was humble either.
No. Yeah.
Muhammad
yeah.
Ali, well, he got the shakes from it. But,
yeah.
He pulled up shakes
from it.
No, he's right. He's right because
yeah, it was a
George,
funny thing. You
George
said.
Foreman said some very yeah, interesting. Was, Ali was never funny. Was a heavyweight. He was a welterweight. He didn't have the hands to be a heavyweight.
Who,
and he was
Ali?
A great athlete. Yeah, Ali. He never won.
What do you mean didn't have the hands?
His hands were too stays. They say that your hands have to be certain big to be a natural heavyweight.
That's not true. Doug Flutie threw a great football in the pros. Very tiny hooves. Very small.
No, right. In the lollipop.
So that's all bullshit.
You know,
it's speed. It's power.
Well, I think Ali was the greatest athlete. I just think he fought over his, and he was. He was able to dominate the sport for almost two decades. I mean,
Well, Shane, you and I have talked about, so back when Ali was fighting, the science wasn't as advanced as it
I'll
is now.
That. Yeah.
And he clearly had signs of Parkinson's.
Probably.
Before his last fight.
Probably, yeah.
And what's that joke you always say about what's that joke that fucking levels me about the keys?
Oh no! But Ali, like when they were interviewing him, like he clearly was like a
his poetry started to deteriorate quite a bit
because he was like they were like, well, you got this next fight. It was before his last fight. They were like, you got this fight coming up, and he was like, well, he is going to go down, and it's going to come around, and I can't wait till I fight.
Ali
didn't even rhyme anymore. And then they were like, all right, well, good luck at the fight. I mean, it sounds like you're ready to go. And he clearly wasn't
there.
That
was CTE test back then. It was like, how's your poem?
How's your poetry?
How's your poetry doing? Yo, did I show you that that newspaper clipping of my grandpa?
Oh, yeah, the one I got.
Dude, my grandpa got CTE'd in 1938.
Oh, damn.
Wow. He played for Notre Dame, and my dad just found this newspaper clipping that was my grandpa, Francis Gillis. What up, bull? He's dead. He got a concussion so bad that they were like, all right, season's over.
In the 30s?
In the 30s.
Wow, that's a bad.
You know how hard you have to get a concussion for them to be like, yeah, our starting tackle's out. He got dinged up in the head.
Just keep speaking in numbers.
And then it made sense. That was the first time I heard that story, because then every story I've ever heard about my grandpa since has just been him freaking out and fighting someone.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, clearly he had hard mental problems.
Yeah.
He got fucking dinged in the head with like a leather helmet.
It's fucked up.
That's a tough concussion to get. A leather helmet?
That's wild, man.
Leather helmet, and they're like, back then, in the 30s, they were like, ah, you can't play anymore, son. You're seeing stars, aren't you, boy?
They can't. You get to say the whole alphabet. So, well, also, don't you think it's a little...
why not say it?
Well, it should be kind of safer to play in leather helmets.
That's the argument.
You're not as prone to lead with the head.
Mm-hmm. That's the argument. Do me a favor back there. Throw up... hadless tackle football league.
Oh, dude, this is the best.
No, you know,
that goes against his argument.
Oh, it's good. Wait till you see these motherfuckers. It's
but that's different. That's different because these guys grew up instinctively with helmets.
True. They don't leave with their head.
It would take another second generation for people to
to get like rugby?
Don't you think the padding is, hurts the brain? Because the brain's shaken up just as much. It's just being insulated by the padding.
But it's psychological.
A helmet doesn't stop
it's psychological.
Condition.
Yeah.
You think you're being insulated.
That's right.
So you lead with your head thinking... Right.
A bike helmet
your brain
only
is still hitting your skull.
A bike helmet only works because it cracks.
You keep calling
when you
the bicycles. We're not talking about bicycles anymore.
No, let me explain the science. The bike helmet has to break.
It's
so
all about
your skull
cycling.
Doesn't break. So it takes the whole impact in.
Right.
The other one absorbs it, not really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's it. It absorbs it, but you don't react.
The
to
idea
it,
is the human action is less aggressive if you know you can be injured.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
you
when
your
a defender or corner or safety sees a defender or an offensive guy coming down, he's going to lean this way because he knows his head's not protected.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
But if you're a guy looking for a $1 million contract and I got a helmet on, you don't know what's going to happen to you when 20, 30 years later. No. I'm going to crush you. You don't realize it. I mean, it doesn't happen the next morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's spooky.
Yeah, you start forgetting internet passwords.
All the CTE stuff started with a wrestler. He was the guy.
Oh, really?
Chris Nowinski.
He was, I thought you were say Benoit. I was like,
well, Phew. That's why a lot of it started with Benoit, too.
Is that dude who hung himself and killed his family?
Killed his family. Yeah. He was my favorite wrestler. That was such a terrible.
Really?
I cried on vacation.
It was like three kids and his wife?
He had one kid and his wife.
Oh, hold on. You found it?
Can we show a video of that?
What, Chris Benoit?
Rewind that first one. Wait till you see this crackback, the very first one.
But here we go. These are guys that grew up in the system where they had helmets.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Still leading with their shoulders.
Holy shit. Right, yeah. Oh, my fuck.
That's a tough one.
That's the first one, dude. Holy fuck.
That is... That is excitement. That is excitement.
Jesus, look at that, dude.
That is fun.
Yeah, but that's still...
Where is this
allowed?
This is like Baltimore and New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
The murder of third murder capital.
This is the Megabus.
This is how you get on the Megabus, dude. That's why that guy was thrown up in a trash bag.
Holy shit.
He just played a game. He's got CTE.
Ooh, boy. Oh.
Yeah, but still, that's not as bad as...
Right.
A...
I agree.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Broken arm.
That's not no that rules. Bad.
Everyone is on the field, it looks like. Ooh. Anyone can just wander out there.
It's all shoulders.
Yowza, daddy.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
He's a big boy.
Oh, man.
See ya. Like this shit.
I
would be like, I'm
not fucking dead.
No, thanks.
I wouldn't even take that pass.
I would, yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, but that's... You're a wigger. You're playing in fucking padless football. You're going to lay out for that ball, dude. Nobody got on this. No one got in that league by using their head. Like, you know, none of those guys were intelligent.
Sure. I mean,
it's not how you get to a fucking...
Using your head the other way.
Yeah. Yeah. They weren't using... they weren't studying books.
Over here.
Yeah.
There you go.
They weren't using books.
Double entendre, if you will.
Using books.
They weren't using them books, boy.
You know, a couple of months ago, they had...
Let's wrap it up.
They had one of those...
Let's wrap it up before this thing
they
gets
had
going.
One of these famous lawyers, the one who's married to that the guy that does all the autopsies. And she worked on the O.J. Simpson thing, and she alluded that O.J. had...
got the CTEs.
Oh, CTE, yeah.
That's what she said he did.
That's wild.
I knew he was innocent. I knew he was innocent.
Yeah, when they cut open Chris Benoit's brain, they said it looked like an 85-year-old with, like, severe dementia.
Wow, really?
All fucked, yeah.
So the head trauma starts deterioration?
Deteriorates everything. You fucking lose your shit, yeah.
It just turns dark and you start moving.
Guy that had it the worst.
Yeah, that was another one.
And he was you? Hernandez.
Hernandez.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, they said he had, like, really severe CT, and he was only, like, 22, 23.
Junior Seau?
Well, he was old.
He killed himself in the chest, right?
Yeah, he shot himself in the chest.
So he could save his brain.
Yeah. How about that?
That's pretty sick, though.
What a gentleman.
Science.
Fucking gentleman.
That's a good Hawaiian, but fuck USC or whatever. ND, baby.
But that's also a conflict to the argument, right? Like, if you're that fucked up, do you have the wherewithal to know, like, hey, my brain is the reason I'm crazy, but I'm going to kill myself still so you could study my brain? That's like a conflict of interest.
Well, I think they were conflict of interest.
No, it is. You're interested to kill yourself, and you're still thinking about... preserving your brain. That's like
his brain is. That's
so it's like saying, oh, maybe you're not that crazy.
Yeah, but no. But
if you're still going to kill yourself, why are you killing yourself?
Hold on a second. That was his number. A suicide at that point. Wait, what did you say, Shane? Fuck, I missed it.
Said it was a catch 55. No one's gay here. No one's gay. You see that? Who do you think that's gay? Well, it ain't. Well, it ain't.
Hell yeah. Yeah, well, I think you get, like, severe depression and shit. So then you
But it's preservation. It's like, you know that this is as bad. Like, you know what you're about to do, and you know why it's happening. So you're donating your brain to science.
Yeah.
But you're also like, I don't know. I thought that was a pretty...
No, it's great.
Pretty cool thing he did.
Well, you're saying that the insanity comes.
I did.
Cool
I thought
shit.
It was
fucking.
It is cool. It's just one thing to describe someone killing themselves.
You're saying that he's so much for shooting yourself in the heart.
Yeah.
Well, you're saying that the insanity comes from being impulsive, but that was an impulsive move. He decided to
shoot
himself in the
heart. Yeah, it's premeditated.
Yeah, okay. Right, yeah. It is premeditated.
Lock him up.
Lock him up.
If he would have survived, he should have gone to jail, dude.
Jail, buddy. It's fucked up.
Hell yeah.
How'd you kill yourself?
How would I kill myself? I want to say bridge jump, yeah, but I, but I think I'll go heroin overdose.
Yeah, pills, yeah. Heroin.
Come not really. Pills, because yeah, you don't know. I would take jump. A real big dosage of yeah. heroin, because I'd nice, like to feel some type of nice euphoria.
Yeah. You ever see the, is the movie called The Bridge on Netflix?
Yes, dude, yeah. Holy fuck.
Those boys hitting the water?
So did you see the government has approved funding for nets underneath the most popular bridges to kill yourself?
Wow.
Yeah.
How about
one's in Philly, one's yeah. the George Washington.
Nice. A lot of them
George
have it.
The,
what's the top of San Francisco?
I feel like you'll just stop killing yourself. There's, well, yeah, obviously, but what's we'll the what?
Isn't way. Golden Gate the number one?
Yeah, that's what it's yeah. based right. on. Yeah, that's yeah they put right. cameras up and they watch people
film dudes
slowly kill themselves. Yeah, it's crazy. That's it's a great.
Dude, that's good. That'd be a funny film. Job to be the guy that scoops out suiciders out of the net.
Get up here, you
grab
fucking
the pole.
Idiot.
Yeah, you hey. Fucking grab the idiots. Pole.
Yeah. Hating jobs.
That's didn't good. See that not coming, did you?
Nice. I bet that's the best day of your life. The next day, though,
after well, they said the number in that documentary. I don't mean to give away, but the number one response, the number one response after the survivors came up was as
where's
soon as I left the bridge, I. Regretted it.
Yeah. Yeah, while you're falling into the water.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely like, fuck,
you think
fuck,
it's
fuck,
obvious,
fuck,
but like.
Oh, no. This sucks.
Then you hit the water, and the guy that survived, like, shattered every bone in his
body. Yeah, you
body.
Can't fucking. You can't
Jesus
swim.
Jesus Christ.
It's like hitting concrete.
Yeah.
Then you just float around.
Imagine a life after. It must be beautiful.
It's well, now he goes around to, like, yeah. high school.
Everything's better.
He's like, don't kill yourself.
Yeah, he's just he types it into his thing.
Here's this guy, dump him out.
He's in a shopping cart. Let's hear from Benny.
Sweep him
slide him out.
Don't kill you.
Everyone in the audience is like, damn, this guy should kill himself.
Manda Bounty, my favorite fighter. All right, well, that was, I think we're good. It's a good dismount.
Yeah.
Suicide's a good dismount.
This is great.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Thanks for having
me.
Casey.
Thanks, bro.
Tell us about your show coming up.
I got a live show. I got a podcast called The Good, The Dad, The Ugly with Will Winter, Patrick Schroeder, great comedians. And we got a live recording August 15th, 7:30 at Caroline's. Ticket code DAD, if you get it online, it's $10. It's going to be a hell of a time. Good special guests. It's
hell yeah, dude.
Fun. Nice, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hell yeah.
Shane Boy, anything else?
No, that's it.
Yeah. Fellas.
Well, I think Shane hates me now, so I'm like feeling low.
What are you talking about?
Bust my balls.
Why are you saying that?
I know a couple bridges that'll change all that.
I like Jimmy. Right. Jimmy's great. Jimmy, you're the best.
Yeah. I love you guys.
You're the best,
crying.
Jimmy.
No, I have a great time with you guys.
Shane's a good.
Yeah,
Jimmy's a good guy.
Yeah,
I said Shane first.
John Boy hit that fucking. John Boy hit that vino.
Yeah, hit that pickle boy.
couch.
I'm having feelings the way John's touching me. It's a beautiful touch on my shoulders.
All right, guys.
Right. Don't ruin it, Jimmy. Yeah. Don't ruin
let's,
it.
Let's tighten it up.
Ruin it.
Jesus Christ.
But I'm not gay. No.
Oh, yeah.
Look in the camera and say that.
I don't know if I can.
You got it.
I'm looking at your eyes right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
What camera? Which one? I'm not gay.
All right, back up here. Is there an ejector seat next week? Guys, thank you for tuning in. Shane and I want to thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, and see you next week.
See you next week.